Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Ndumiso Ndima with 2020 Vision, taking us to 11 minutes after 1 o'clock. And a very, very good afternoon to you. If you have just locked in, we are within the second hour of the program. And it is that time of the season, or that time of the year, where we take a closer look at smaller businesses, or should I say businesses that are looking to grow. And the great news is that today, this afternoon, on the line, I have one of those business owners, should I say. And with me this afternoon, I have Joseph Junior Mgomez Zulu. Joseph, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Now the Pitch Your Business competition is empowering South African and African entrepreneurs through high-value training, mentorship, and exposure. Now, this year, over 760 participants registered to compete. And after an intense first phase, top 30 emerged. Now, these entrepreneurs are now advancing to the next phase of the competition. And I'm now joined by one of the participants, like I said, Joseph, who made it to the top 30. And they're going to give us some insight into the experiences of this year's Pitch Your Business competition. So, Joseph, can you briefly introduce yourself and tell us about your business or your business idea?
Okay, so my name is Joseph Junior Mgomez Zulu. I'm doing my first year at Northwest University.
Oh.
Yes, as majoring in chartered accountancy.
So one of these days we're gonna say Joseph Mgomez Zulu CA.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. So the business is a 3D vision classes specifically used for car businesses called Gen XR.
Car businesses, you're saying?
No, businesses like manufacturing, engineering businesses, mining businesses. The classes are specifically used to help training new employees and gain better understanding of equipment.
Oh, so when you say glasses, do you mean like the glasses that we are wearing or like regular glass?
Like 3D glasses, the ones we are wearing.
Oh, wow. Aren't you too young for that, Joseph? All right. So tell me, Joseph, why is it so important for entrepreneurs to know what problems their businesses are solving?
To keep the business running, you must know about everything that's happening around you,
whether you're the
business owner or the employees. So being able to know what it is, you can be able to figure out how to solve the problem.
Very interesting. Now tell me, Joseph, you recently completed the online training from the idea to concept development phase of the Pitch Your Business competition. What was the most valuable lesson that you learned from the training?
Okay. So I learned more about how to plan on my business, because I didn't have a clue on how to start it. I had the idea, but I didn't know how to start it. So the lessons helped me to like basically each step to go step by step to make it better.
Very interesting. Now, many people have business ideas, Joseph, but they're afraid to start. What advice would you give them? I don't know if it's fair to say this. You were probably one of those who were very afraid to eventually launch out, because you're like, hey, where do I start?
Starting a business is risky, but it's a risk you must take. Because it might be the first plan won't work out, but the more you go through it, there's one that will always work for you.
Oh, wow. That's really interesting. How old are you, Joseph?
I'm 19.
Yeah, hey, well, that's why I'm like, aren't you a bit young for such wisdom? let's go to our next question, Joseph. What would winning the Pitch Your Business competition mean for you and your business?
it would mean a lot because I come from a business-oriented family. So I want to start my own thing, like on my own path. So like winning it and opening my own business would be a huge accomplishment for me.
Wow. How did you find out about it even? That's why I'm like, you're so young.
I found out about it at school. I had some senior years talking about it. So I also decided to join in to see how the competition is.
And you made it to top the Zigabang. You are a go-getter. Now, how can initiatives like the Pitch Your Business competition help improve entrepreneurship in South Africa and where unemployment is so rampant and, you know, in Africa as a whole?
So Pitch Your Business like helps entrepreneurs mostly so they can start their businesses, which can also lead to hiring more employees, but focusing more on the newer generation, which can also help decrease unemployment.
Oh, wow. All right. I think if we can go to the name of your business, we've been talking about it again, but we spoke about the idea and what your business does, but I don't remember you giving us the name of your business.
The name of the business is Gen XR.
Ah, Gen X. Are you a 2000 or Gen X? I can't even tell these things apart.
I'm a 2000.
We 2K. Oh, man. All the best, Joseph. And thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. I love people who know their products very well. And you sound like one of those.
Thank you so much.
Now, the Pitch Your Business competition is brought to you by Northwest University's Faculty of Economic and Management Science and its Beehive Enterprise Development Center, IM Youth Radio Pulpit, and TBN Africa.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, true, authentic, Christian radio.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.